and thank you for that. As you meet to terms that it is in your name, we are the view that today we believe a typical day characterized by the crises with which we are so much accustomed. We recognize that we cannot handle it without your help, so we ask for your guidance and your strength, particularly for those who are having bad experiences. Thank you for this team from Harvard University and for their interest in what we are doing. May we be guided by your Holy Spirit as we seek to create a better way of life for those in whom we work and for ourselves. To your honor and glory, in Jesus' name.
I would like to take this opportunity as the chairman of this meeting to extend, firstly, a very special, warm Jamaican welcome to Professor Charles Nesson from the Harvard University. To be more precise, I think Professor Nesson is from the Berkman Center for Internet and Society at the Harvard Law School. I have not had any previous or direct contact with the team or any of the team members that are coming. But of interest to all of us in welcoming you here is that the Berkman Center of the Harvard Law School is deeply interested in the work that we are doing in corrections. As we are all aware, we are going through a period of transition where there is a change taking place in the culture of our organization. And so today I just want to welcome the Deputy Commissioner, Mrs. June Jarrett, with responsibility for human resource management. I'd like to welcome all the superintendents. There are a number of superintendents here who are in charge of Adult Correctional Center, and we're going to be asking you to introduce yourselves to the various, in respect of the various institutions. There are other persons who are in head office here who are from the IT section. We have chaplaincy, we have
Community services
who are here also. Good. But first of all, we'd just like to recognize our teammate. For myself personally, my name is Earl Theron. I am Deputy Commissioner with responsibility for custodial services. We see to it that we embrace the rehabilitative thrust of the department. As such. So whatever rehabilitation is doing, we ensure, apart from keeping the persons whom the court entrusts to us in a safe environment, we ensure that all the programs that are going on, we assist in them and get them, you know, off the ground. And we have our superintendents here, and I'm going to be starting, first of all, with our superintendent. Could you introduce yourself? Transport.
I'm acting assistant to in charge of transport.
Yes. And I'm Jennifer Amde. I'm in charge of center to other correctional center with a population of over 1,100.
Say again what you're in charge of?
St. Catherine Adult.
St. Catherine Adult.
Yes, St. Catherine Adult Correctional Center.
I'm Superintendent Leo Akeveda. I'm in charge of our St. Adult Correctional Center. We have a population of 1,447 inmates.
And I met you last when we were here.
Yeah.
Nice to see you again.
Next superintendent.
I'm Sylvester Giesingel. I'm in charge of the South Camp Adult Correctional Center. Population of 245.
I'm Donald Walker. I'm in charge of the search team.
The search team.
That's where the search is going to team up. Dedicated search.
And what do you search for?
Contraband.
And over to Picton, Lorraine Picton, attached to the Port of the Adult Correctional Center for female, and our population at the moment is 262
women. Desmond Green, coordinator of the Reverence for Life movement.
Janet.
I'm Joan Jarrett, Deputy Commissioner of Human Resource Management and Community Services in Robert Corporation Offices Island Wide.
Okay.
Hayden Howell, I'm the Research Assistant.
An email from you.
Right.
How are you?
I'm a woman with Rome, with the administration.
Hello.
Yes, I'm Carl Garrett, representing Ira Porta, who is the Director of Community Services. Project Manager, Community Service and Health. I'm the Data Data Manager in the back.
Excellent.
Brent Paramedics, Chaplain. Cryptologist.
Browning, Lieutenant Browning, Communications.
Paul Cade, Mr. Minister, sir.
Yes. At this time, in order to put this meeting in proper perspective, we're going to be asking Mr. Desmond Green to just give just a brief, very brief overview of the background of the meeting and possibly its objectives.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and I would say welcome teammates to this exercise that we're going through. This is Rome, Tamela Rome from the Information Technology section of the government, came to South Camp one day by invitation. I invited her to come and see some of the things that we're doing there in respect to rehabilitation. And I'm going to ask Professor to share with us how he got involved, because I never met him face to face until later down the road. So Mrs. Strong came and liked what she saw and felt that it was something that she could share with others. And then she went to I don't know if it was a symposium, workshop, or whatever it was your professor was.
It was the third Harvard International Conference on Internet and Society. And she came up with Errol Emmett and participated in a panel discussion for the conference on bridging the digital divide, ways in which internet might actually help a developing nation.
Yes. All right, so at that point, I, as chairman, would just like to say that the main objective is for us to meet with the brief. We do planning in order to develop a detailed itinerary for the remainder of the week. And these are some of the persons that we'll be visiting and who we are going to be interfacing and interacting with.
Mr. Chan, would you permit me to say a word just about the overall purpose of this before we get down to the specific planning of it? I should introduce myself. My name is Charles Messon. I've been a professor at Harvard University since 1966. That's all the gray hair, you know, I've been around there for a long time. I run a center called the Berkman Center for Internet and Society, and it's really a center devoted to the idea that where we are in the development of technology and humanity is on the brink of a real expansion in communications. And our center is devoted to seeing if the power of media that expansion will represent can be turned to good purpose. That's the essence of it. There's clearly tremendous new opportunity in the world for how communication works. And our center basically believes in the power of narrative, but believes that the story is an extremely important part of the way people make meaning, and that when you can harness the power of media to tell your story, if you've got a good story, you can change the world. Right, so after this conference that Desmond referred to, driving Camilla back to the airport for her to fly back to Kingston, I asked her, I said, listen, we've worked together now for 2 years, which we had, but we need to focus on a specific project, one that has the message of Jamaica in it. And she said, I know the project. I've been to South Camp. I've seen something happening there that seems to be real. And if it is real, it has tremendous implications. So my interest is, I'm the head of a center that's basically a research center. And before we get to the idea of documentary, we're first and foremost doing a traditional academic study of something interesting that appears to be happening in the world. That is, what's being offered here is at least the possibility that a culture within a prison environment is actually changing from penal to rehabilitative.
Yeah.
If that's true, that is, if it's real, it's of extraordinary importance in the criminal justice world, in the whole world of political administration between those in power and those who are out of power, and has implications that go well beyond Jamaica. So our first and foremost undertaking is to test to see if it's true. We're coming here, in a sense, skeptical. There have been stories, many, many stories, of wonderful reform things happening that when you look closely, they turn out not to be there. It turns out that the old structures are just lying in wait. And as soon as opportunity arrives, bang, and it all evaporates. So the question that we're coming with is this real? I came down on a preliminary visit with Thaddeus Miles, who is the head of security for Massachusetts Public Housing, runs a lot of police underneath him, and the fellow who is an ethnomusicologist, but it was really Thaddeus that I was relying on, with the question in mind, you look, Thaddeus, you see on a preliminary basis, do you see something real here, or is this one big Jamaica scam? Is this somehow a whole lot of people making it look good for a visitor from Harvard so that they'll do some kind of study? And Thaddeus came away saying, there's plenty of conflict underneath the surface, but there's also something very real that seems to be happening here. And so we're committed to do a study. The basis of the study is the records of the last, we hope to go back in detail to 2 years before this commissioner took office, and then follow the story in records so that it's solidly documented. And the kinds of questions we're really interested in is it cheaper to run the prison? Are there fewer injuries in the prison? Are there fewer incidents that require some sort of special security attention? Has it been possible to actually increase the number of visits to prison. Is it actually possible that work release has become an established part of the administration? Is it possible that the whole culture has actually changed? Now, the reason that's significant, and I want you to know where I'm coming from on this. If it's true, then it's one of those things which, you know, the world, in a sense, is all lined up together. Everybody knows what their role is. Everybody plays their part. The penal systems of the world have played their parts time immemorial. If it's true that there's actually a different way to run a penal system so that it works as a correctional system, a rehabilitative system, then that like turns a piece in the whole world puzzle at odds, and it will make many people around it uncomfortable. And if it has the power to change the other pieces, then people's roles change. I look at you and I think, well, I don't know if you're familiar with it. There's a great movie called The Verdict that Paul Newman stars in. And he does a closing argument in this movie, which, to me, I teach it to all my students. His message is, we lose faith in our institutions. We come to doubt what we felt was real. But every once in a while, we come into a situation where it's actually up to us, up to you. And he turns to the jury and he says, today, you are the law. You are the law. That's the fundamental message. And as I sit in this room, I think, all right, maybe this isn't real. Maybe we'll look at it and it evaporates. But if it is real, then in a true sense, it's the bureaucracy, it's the guards, it's the people who are warders where the deep culture change actually occurs. And that means that in a true sense, you are the law. Let me get to the documentary part. Some academic studies take the approach that we should study something but shouldn't affect it. We should just look from the outside, like under a microscope. But that doesn't work in a... Hi. How do you do? That doesn't work in a media environment. So our approach is to focus attention on the project. Actually bring a public audience along on the inquiry. Is this real? Is this not? And if it is real, to amplify it with media. So that our plan at this point is to cover the Saturday event closely. In fact, we're starting recording when Charles Ogletree, who is my colleague at Harvard Law School, is arriving on Friday morning, and we'll be following him with the film crew. We're also going to be recording the Saturday event. Our desire at the Saturday event is to take one of the pieces of music. The Saturday event, as I'm imagining it, it has three major components. One is a narrative that tells the story. It basically, I hope, will tell a story that spans the period that this commissioner was in, and backed with headlines of the crisis points, basically the story. And this is a story. The more I get into it, the more fascinating it becomes. Interspersed with musical interludes provided by the prisoners. And then followed by a panel discussion that will include inmates, guards, administrators, led by Charles Ogletree, that will be an open discussion of the kind that's just like a roundtable discussion with Ogletree as the moderator. We're hoping to take one of the pieces of music and burn it to a CD, edit it and burn it to a CD. And to take the video, at least part of it, and cut it to a music video so that we actually come out of the weekend, whether we're able to do the editing that fast is a bit of a challenge. We want to do it on machines that are at South Camp and produce by the end of the weekend something that is a media object, a piece of music with an accompanying video that could gain a public audience. Again, the idea is, the essence of the idea is to show that we're in a period where it's possible to make media ourselves. We're no longer necessarily required to wait for someone else to make it for you, and that goes right down to inmates in prison. We're also, part of our team, have a talk show host named Christopher Lydon, who built a huge audience in the United States on a program called The Connection that was originated in Boston. He is part of our team. He, 3 o'clock this afternoon, going to Radio Jamaica, where we are close to closing an arrangement where Lydon will do a talk show here in Jamaica, staying here until approximately Christmas, from midnight to 2 in the morning, that follows this idea. Basically, the idea is an intelligent outsider comes in search of the identity of Jamaica as expressed through this message. And just to bring my remarks here to a close, that to me is the ultimate way of thinking about this. If it's not real, that's one thing. But if it is real, it provides a possibility for Jamaica to really teach a lesson to the world. So the ambition would be for the idea that took seed here to spread within Jamaica, for the implications of it to be seen as going beyond just prison in Jamaica, but really an opportunity to address the problem of violence in Jamaica by embracing the population of its prisons and working with them rather than against them, and having that become a lesson that is offered in a much broader way. So that's a little bit pompous, but that's basically the idea. That's basically the idea. Now, just one more thing. I definitely want to say to you, our focus is not on the Reverence for Life movement. Our focus is on rehabilitation and change of culture in the Kingston prisons. That is something that's broader than Reverence for Life. That was one piece of it. But there's a broader context, and it's the whole of it that we're eager to look at. So when we get to talking about interviews, that will...
Can I make two observations? One, I'm looking
on just before you go into that observation. Based on what you said, you'd like to get out of here at 11 o'clock. And we would like to know what are the proposed activities, you know, on for Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I'm going to ask Reverend Maddox to really respond, but after this, we need really to go into some quick planning and
get down the hard tacks. Right?
Yes.
Let's do it.
I'm getting the impression that you have learned that the culture of the institution here has changed. I think that if this is what you are told, our success is grossly exaggerated. What I would say is that the culture is changing.
That's right. That's absolutely right.
The other observation I would make is that I'm getting the impression also that the change is taking place only in Jamaica. I remember reading where somebody said that everything has failed. I'm coming out of what you said.
And nothing works.
This paints a grim picture of the world, and even if all that is happening is that our culture is changing, then this would make us look real good.
That's true.
Thank you.
culture is changing.
Well, there's forces at work in the world in both directions that are fierce at this point. And, right, absolutely. So, should we get down then to... On Thursday, as far as I'm concerned, nothing is happening. I'm actually going to Port Antonio on Thursday to prepare for a meeting there on Sunday that I have. I'm planning to be back in Kingston to meet the incoming party at and I have all of the incoming times, which my secretary has sent. My secretary sent to C. Roan, D. Crooks, and J. Murray all the incoming times. I don't know who those people are, other than C. Roan, but I can send them to anyone else here if that's necessary. I have them as an Excel file on here. And on Friday, I have the following interests. I would like to be able to review the record copying that's taken place in the commissioner's office. That is, to get a sense of whether we've got the records that we need, and if we don't, what further records I need. I'd like my tech people to be able to check out the computers at South Camp, on which they're hoping to do the editing of the music and music video. And I would like them to be able to visit the tower and see what the tech setup is for the event on Saturday, because they're going to want to be taking sound from the system and feeding it to the stuff that they've got. I will have a camera crew following Ogletree, and Desmond and I were just speaking about what we thought a good itinerary for him would be on Friday. Our thought is that my party arrives, that they are probably best going to the Courtly right away just to feel safe and realize they're in a civilized place and that Kingston isn't like what everybody's fear of New York City used to be, maybe still is again, and then move from the hotel in separate groups, the tech group coming to South Camp and then Tower, Ogletree going to visit a work release group, and then first going to you've got a television date for him at 2:30, and then a work release group. I'm actually free, and Thaddeus Miles will be free on Friday afternoon to start interviewing. And we would like to interview here with Thaddeus interviewing members of the staff, who not everybody necessarily, but we need to actually pick the people that would be the most appropriate. And some teammates, a man named Wayne Marshall will be particularly interested. He's the musicologist. He's particularly interested in interviewing some of the specific people who are associated with the music side of things. And there will be a videographer. Actually, we have two film crews that will be working. One is following Ogletree wherever he goes, and the other is freelance, kind of much more rock and roll style of documentary. I can't really tell you exactly what they're going to want to do, but I know what they would like to do. They'd like to be able to take in the environment. They would like to be able to somehow be accompanied to walk around, see what the prison looks like here, see what the prison looks like at Tower, and more or less meet and talk as they go along in a kind of documentary fashion. All right, so that would be Friday.
Okay.
Friday. All this will be on Friday.
That's all Friday. Then Friday night, I'm hoping that we have a dinner. I don't know the details of it, but Desmond had suggested that the corrections department would host some form of dinner with the commissioner and others. My hope for that is that that be as informal as it can possibly be, sort of buffet kind of thing, nothing fancy, no big suits or any of that. So what I'm interested in having happen of that, beyond just a little bit of ritual, is the opportunity for people to talk in small groups and for my people to be able to meet your people and just somehow connect in a deeper way. Then on Saturday, our event is at Tower Street. It begins at 11, but my people will want to get in earlier than that to get themselves... It does begin at 11, I'm right about that.
Yes.
To get themselves set. And we're pretty much just at Tower for the day. It would be possible for numbers of my people to do some interviewing at Tower from 9 to 11, and possibly even to do some interviews during the event if that were necessary. Then on Sunday, we're hoping to send our crews out with some release groups from the prison to community environments and be able to record what they're doing in the environment and talk to people in the community about how they feel about it, talk to some of the people who are going out about how they feel about it, basically doing a kind of documentary, follow the program out into the community. And that's the overall structure of what I have in mind. It's not a structure that's yet been filled in precise detail, and I'm really eager to have you help fill it in. You know better than I know who the people are who have been participants and contributors and critics. This is not all necessarily rah-rah, cheer-cheer, fight fiercely Harvard. If we had critics, that would be an extremely important voice to be heard in this. And if we had, as you say, Chaplain, someone who could really identify the ways in which the change is limited, the challenges that still remain, that is the what's happening, if it is happening, is absolutely not going to happen like that. So that would be very useful. All right, that's pretty much my rundown.
Yes. Any questions, comments?
Yes, Mr. Rogers.
Mr. Rogers.
When your group gets in on Thursday, I would imagine that you would have group in.
Friday they're coming in.
Friday.
Right.
Well, you're coming on Thursday. You said two person coming in.
No, it was I that was going to come down in advance with someone else, and then the other person didn't come, so I am the advanced party.
It was the same. When they get in with their equipment, I would imagine that you're going to want to have those equipment secure.
I think that we're not going to have as much equipment as you might think. We're kind of in a digital mode, which takes advantage of the much smaller equipment. And there's one crew that's basically like a public broadcasting network crew. They'll have some equipment. But the rock and roll shooter basically carries what he has on his back. Some security would be nice. We definitely have people who...
Let me bring up a question to say, do you have any equipment at all that you would want us to store for you and preferably near to the institution that you'll be operating on the construction?
Yes, I think perhaps. That is, I don't know the answer.
Or you'd prefer to have them at your hotel with you?
No, I think that the place where the tech people would like to work, the ideal that we have in mind, whether we can pull it off or not, is still to be seen. But the ideal is to work with the machines that are at South Camp, supplemented by the stuff that my people bring, but to actually be able to work in that environment and, if possible, with people watching. That is, in a way, the idea is to show people that this can be done. It's not rocket science. It's just something that can be done. So the place where I could imagine a desire for security would actually be with the South Camp computers. That is, whatever environment those are in. People would like to feel comfortable in that environment for sure, and maybe be able to leave some of their stuff and come back at some later time. That's possible. Beyond that, I think it will be the hotel, and the hotel seems like a wonderfully secure place.
We were under the impression, Professor Nathan, that you were bringing large equipment, and as a result, we tried to identify location and accommodation.
Oh, I see.
So
I see.
We based on what you're now saying, it's not really necessary.
No, it's but like
what we'd really like to do is to find a secure area at South Camp that would facilitate the high-tech people operating
from there. That should be a problem.
Do you have an area for your computer?
We have a room there which can be or it can come to be a long process.
Yes. The school area sounds like it would be a good kind of a place for this. There isn't by any chance a telephone line into the school area.
I have a room there.
What room? The common room that there.
Professional
office. No, that's common area. Just outside or outside. Yes, outside. No, outside of your office and your other assistants suits. What can be used? Because we will be able to access telephone lines from there. All it would require is to do some shifting.
Okay.
Yes. What are the idea persons here and stuff, you know, what I would, yes, I would suggest that both of you take a look based on what has been stated by Professor Nesson for his equipment to tie into our equipment and the telephone, and we make there as comfortable as possible, right?
That would be across two institutions, because I mean, the South Camp, and one of my major concerns is the telephone line accessible, because you're getting a lot of data transfer back and forth. So that was the major consideration. Here's the telephone outlet through my straight line and electrical outlet. As we see, the room that the computers are storing in is reasonably small, it has one outlet. Appear like that at South Camp. South Street is going to be another consideration. Leaving a telephone outlet as well and an electrical outlet.
This is what the answer is. They are doing the South Street without being.
So,
so what we could do is to just go to that area and.
We thought we'd do the event at Tower Street, but the editing at South Camp, and that would balance the two out and each be contributing.
Okay. And in a clarification here, I heard you mention Professor that there could be a dinner party on Friday afternoon. And I'm also hearing that there's a luncheon. Is it two events or one event?
I didn't know anything about a lunch.
There is Mrs. Wallace, unfortunately, who has had personal contact, I think, with yourself and Professor Ogletree, is unable to be here here today, and I apologize for her absence. She has indicated that on Friday there would be a luncheon, commissioner's luncheon.
That seems not such a great idea to me, because at least my experience coming through Manly is that it's pretty unpredictable when you get out of there. And I think we'd do better if we could possibly do something on Friday evening than a Friday lunch.
What time is this? What time was this slated for?
1:00.
1:00. All right. We'll make a notation.
Is that a big problem?
No.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And will it be a problem to arrange something for Friday evening that's kind of informal and buffet and not expensive?
On this timetable that I have, it says Friday evening commissioners. You know, is it different on this one? Commissioners dinner Friday evening.
That's what the original thought, you know. That was the original
thought was given to me.
For Friday evening. You know, I get to meet you, as Professor Nesson said, informally, but, you know.
Who drew this pen to you?
And that is from Mrs. Wallace.
Okay.
And it says, all except those working.
But I can understand what Professor said. Mm-hmm. You have a lunch and you need lunch and where you have
scheduled activity. I asked Christian because I was wondering whether or not it was something that came to us.
Okay, this was not is not really cast in stone, because this meeting is primarily really to plan. You know, so we break and we make and we mold that, right? So could we make the note that the arrangement should be for Friday evening? In terms of their incoming business, what do we think would be a comfortable time? What the latest arrival, please.
Actually, there is one late on the list. The latest arrival. Is at 3:13 p.m., I think. Mm.
13 p.m.
Is that right?
Yeah. Maybe it's a
while. No,
seven. So they up to 8:00 and then order for dinner. How do you feel about that?
Take it, sir. I'm sorry.
Yes. Your last arrival will be at approximately 3:00.
I think so.
But coming through customs, let us allow, say, for what, 2 hours, 5, some rest, refresh, right? 8:00.
8:00 sounds like a very good time, sir.
Is that too late?
Nope, definitely not.
So, alright, so we are comfortable with Friday. Nothing really happens on Thursday, except in that you do some preparation. Right. Can you clarify for me, you mentioned that there would be some inmates who would be released in the community, and
We're thinking of, for instance, the group that sells in Winwood Road, that's in the building.
Yeah.
We just pass by and look and see their beer, what's happening. Something as simple as that, straightforward.
Mm. Nothing. Imagining.
Friday evening.
This would be for just Ogletree.
Not
for the others.
Yeah.
Maybe after the TVJ taping.
Mm-hmm.
We just go on holiday. If they're gone home already, that's fine. We sign them there. We just go.
Alright, so we go to Sachinan. All at Taurus.
It could be, where are we going to know who are the people that are being confused on Friday? We make mention of this, I'm asking so that.
Well, the one specific suggestion I've had is that we interview you, and I would like very much to do that.
What time?
I would like to interview you at the same time that Ogletree goes out to this work week, that is after the TVJ, Ogletree goes one way and I come here. That would work fine. And probably come with Thaddeus. And we might do several interviews. And if there, I'm really in your hands in terms of who I should interview here. We'll form ideas of our own as we go, but for starters, if you were to recommend people who were players in this and critics, leading players, leading critics, that would be very helpful.
On correspondence here from you, Professor Nesson, you just refresh your memory. You mentioned that some of the officers in the DCS corrections would like to have access to ruling. The general CS internet would be Sonia Wallace. Mr. Fairweather, who is the superintendent, would be head office, Marcia Wright Administration, Mr. Christie, Security, Earther Custodial Services. Would you care to comment on this? Does it still stand that you want to see these persons on Friday?
To the extent I could, I would like to, yes.
Yes. And there are also other officers like Paul Keats.
Let me just look at the list.
It's right here.
Right. Well, I probably can't do that many, but if you could just put some checks next to the ones you think I should do.
Okay.
That would be really good.
And this could be done on Friday?
Yes, Friday.
Right on.
Well, I think this would come to the commission.
Okay.
I think this could also come to the commission.
Oh, okay.
Because in addition to that, you don't have all the persons who are involved in the rehabilitation.
Okay. Now, on Sunday, we'll have some further opportunities.
When I say community, we are speaking of the probation officers who are involved in the rehabilitation.
And in fact, they play a crucial role.
Exactly.
Absolutely crucial.
So they cannot be restored about
the rehabilitation. Right, absolutely. They're the people who actually go out and write the initial document. Should have been that. I got it.
Okay, the program now for on Saturday. What would you like to see the program looks like? Would you like to describe it as you see how this weekend fit in the personalities, the contents?
Well, the program that I'd imagine is one that has a narrative that runs. Think of the program as having two segments. The first segment is like two-thirds of the program, and the last segment is like one-third. And the two-thirds of the program, I'd like to have a narrative story told of what's happened, chronological and narrative, with different speakers contributing, and have those interspersed with the music events, so that the somebody would tell the beginning of the story, and then we'd have some music, and then somebody would tell chapter two, and then we'd have some music, and chapter three, and cover the story. That would be the ideal. And that would be like two-thirds of the event. And then a concluding segment that is the panel discussion. And we have to populate the table. That is, who should be at the table? Now, that's going to call for some flexibility. It's the kind of thing, I should explain it, the kind of thing for which no preparation is required. The idea is not that anybody makes speeches, but that there's just a conversation, and you bring to it your experience. You know what's true, and you've got a curious person asking questions, and so it goes back and forth, and there's opportunity for disagreement, and it's got a little dynamic quality to it, and it can be fun, it can be some jokes, and that kind of stuff. That would be something that Ogletree would moderate. And the idea, if you imagine it on the stage, it would be a table that had, if possible, a table that had, it could be as many as 10 people arrayed, not necessarily in a straight line, but maybe a little bit of a curved line so that people could see each other when they talk, and enough room in front so that Ogletree can actually walk around. Then he takes it from there. Then some kind of conclusion on the event, that maybe the commissioner, maybe Desmond, maybe you, I don't know who, but something to just bring it to an appropriate close. And if it was more or less in the ritual framework that you demonstrated at the last Tower concert, where the teammates are more or less running the show, and it flows right along, that would be just what we're looking for.
Is there anything else anybody like to questions or clarification?
Just that teammates would be invited from South Camp to be there, Tower Street to be there, and St. Catherine.
Four institutions.
Right.
One female adult, correctional center, St. Catherine, Tower Street, South Camp. That would be the sort of population for the team.
No, not at all.
We were trying to arrive at a figure as to how many units you want to be participating. I got a recommendation of approximately 40.
How many were in that room before? It's got a nice bunch of seats in the back.
Yes, I think we might have had about...
Which is the location you're talking about?
Tower Street.
Tower Street.
In the music room.
Mm-hmm. So this will be in the music room?
Yeah.
Good.
Because
I would want it to be suspended in adding regards to the fact that not everybody would be involved.
So it'd be great to have the room full,
Do you think
no empty seats?
40 would be the ideal number. Because it's the focus would be just on the inmates and teammates, right? So we're saying 15 would come. If we agree on the total number of 40, 15 would come from South Camp,
15 from Tower Street, 5 each from the remaining institution.
No, for instance, there are groups, performing groups, true believers from South Kent would be 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11, 12. The God messengers would be 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16.
1 minute.
The sons of God, these are performing groups, in that sense. Who would bring one item each or so, two items, you know, depending on what the opportunity affords. And the sons of God would have another group.
What capacity of music? How many of you can it work? Can I work? Well, that was our example. What is your day?
Yes. Superintendent Linda, yes.
Okay. We were looking at one group along with four other persons in order to do the discussion. It will make us about 15. But I still take all those groups that we do that can bring the question.
No, you have to direct question.
No, 1 minute. Could you allow him to speak in, please?
Yes. So I have selected the true believers group, the parents, friends. The last group that came up recently, so let us use that group.
Can you? So within that group, they would be able to provide the music, they would contribute to discussion, battles, whatever. Right.
You will be having a problem with that, only because the sons of God are the oldest group, and that they, I think they feel they have a Yes.
And I'm interested in the best group, musically speaking, too.
Yeah.
I want a hit. I want to be able to burn a CD and do a music video and have it hit.
Maybe another thing would be, if during that this stretch of period, you can do something with the group at South Camp. If, you know, those who want to be to make a presentation, those who want to
do maybe in that Sons of God will be at Edwater on Sunday.
On Sunday.
Where they'll be performing in an ideal situation and at their best. And so maybe you could. You don't have a group of chances,
yeah.
But possibly, you know,
tell them that, you know.
Sounds good.
There is enough for everybody. That's good to hear. And then there's for Sunday, one group is going with you, and one camera crew is coming with you. One group is going to Windward Road. There's another group invited to go to Windward Road to another church. So there'll be two churches. And you get one group and then.
The only thing though is that if we are thinking of something that is spontaneous and natural, the Sanctified Church of God from York in St. Thomas, they have made a request for several months now for the group from South Kent. And they would be taking part in a program. So one would get an opportunity to see the group functioning in a normal
church setting.
Not only church, it's more a concert setting.
Okay. Now, this is church service setting which Reverend Dawson has submitted for the group for Sunday for his community out there, which is at a tent meeting, tent church, where the whole community of Windward Road is invited to participate in the 10 o'clock service. Mm-hmm. So one group can easily go there, you know, with your camera.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounds great.
One goes with the Reverend.
Well, even if the group, even if the team the camera team don't come to send some of us, we have an obligation to send that effort.
Yeah,
definitely. All right, round for Deputy Commissioner Jayant, please. Would you like to make any comment?
But what I'm suggesting is, as soon as Professor Nesson leaves, we will still remain behind to see if we can refine, you know, at least still get up, we probably end up with still a food and itinerary, whatever the day progresses and tomorrow we will refine it.
Looking at the rationale resulting from first given with for his program, I find it very reassuring and refreshing. I mean, for there to be a deliberate attempt to use technology in a positive way.
Yeah.
I think that is something that should not be taken lightly.
Yes,
it's most welcome.
And also it's very refreshing to know that he has come with an hypothesis which he wants really to prove or to disprove. And so we're inviting him really to an open environment, and you know, he will be able to do it. We are so happy to really
thank you very much, Mr. Ferrand. You've done a very good meeting.
Good.
Thank you all. It's a pleasure. Very exciting.
All right.